Bill, can you update us on Vince's status at this point?
Let me shut my cell phone off, Mark. In case it rings, it might be my wife calling me. Vince is definitely day-to-day, Matt. So I think with Vince and, you know, Peters, I would say the only guy that I would say is probably out right now would be Strong. So hopefully that can put an ixnay on a bunch of questions about injuries.
When takeaways aren't coming, you know, in bunches or at all, is that something you practice extra?
I don't know if you do it extra, Sarah. I think it's more about continuing to practice it and emphasize it. When it does happen in practice, show it to them on tape to explain to them, you know, why it happened. It was a batted ball. It was keeping good leverage and coverage. It was a chance to, you know, strip sack the quarterback, or maybe it was a special teams play. So it's about emphasizing it on film. You know, we're out there now, you know, you're into the ninth game of the season, and, you know, you just can't be out there forever. So you're still going to drill it, but you're not going to add anything to, you know, amount of time to it.
When you look at the Jaguars and some of the speed they have on defense,
yeah.
What do you see from the linebacking core especially?
Yeah, no doubt. Smith can fly, and very productive player. Very productive player. I think that Posluszny's playing real well. I think he's a tackling machine. I mean, to me, to you know, he was playing when I was he was playing in Buffalo when I was in New England. You know, the guy's been around a long time. Obviously, Penn State guy, so I'm fairly biased towards him. But he's a heck of a linebacker. Smith is making a lot of plays. Like I said, Miles Jack I think has been a good addition to what they do. Ciprin plays down there in a linebacker type of position quite a bit. Colvin plays nickel. They all can run. They all are around the ball.
With Jalen's injury, are you going to need Braxton to maybe take another step and do a little bit more for you?
Well, I mean, whether Strong was in there or not, I think it's that Braxton has taken steps to improve. I think he's had a real good week of practice, and so regardless of who's in there or who's not in there, I think it's. Braxton will have an opportunity to take that step, if that makes sense.
Is Greg Mantz someone that keeps getting better each week? It seems like he's
Greg Mantz
held his own.
Yeah, no, I think he's done a good job. I mean, it's not an easy position to be in when you've been injured and then you're called upon to be a starter and play as many snaps as he's played. We say all the time, you know, we're thankful that we have him. You know, when we lost Nick, we really feel like Nick's going to be a heck of a player for us, but you know, we lost him in training camp, a pretty significant injury, and had to put him on IR. And Greg stepped in, and look, just like everybody, probably wishes there were some plays he could have back, but overall, he's played solidly for us.
With Steven Anderson, is he a guy that can help you just as much with whatever openings are there? Just having all three of your tight ends, how much can that help you, the offense?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the tight ends have been very productive this year, and Steven, when he's been healthy and been in there, he's helped us in his own way, his own role, and I think he's getting better and better. You can do different things with him. He's not a, you know, you wouldn't qualify him as an inline blocker. You know, he's more of a receiving tight end, so he does some different things for us. But you know, we think he's improving every week.
You think Antonio Smith has meant more to your team in addition to just what he's done on the field, more in the locker room, more with other players?
Yeah, I think so, Wex. I mean, I think the guy's really done a good job in the locker room. He's a very positive guy. I mean, he's got a great attitude every day. You can hear him talking to different guys in the locker room. Very positive, pro's pro, you know, and I'm glad we have him. I think he's worked his way back into football shape where he can help us on the field even more, and I think he's been a real good addition to the locker room.
Coach, what type of things do you have to worry about when y'all go on the road compared to when y'all play at home?
Yeah, I mean, it is a different routine. You know, when you're at home, you have the, you know, obviously the ability to go home on Saturdays after the morning meetings and walk through, things like that. You know, you have your hotel that you're staying in every year, you know, every week. And so on the road, it's just a little bit different routine. It's the travel. It's the different hotel, whatever. But at the end of the day, I think the great thing about going on the road, and you know, obviously we haven't shown it on the field yet this year, is that you're with your team and you have those, you know, 53, 46 players on the active game day active roster, the coaching staff, the training staff, the video staff, the equipment staff. That's all you need. That's the mentality to go out on the road against a very tough team and have that kind of group mentality that, hey, look, this is all we need. We're going to go out there and play a good football game. I think there's a lot to be said for that. And now we really need to improve on the road and take that mentality to heart.